Everything that happens in life can happen in a show. You can make them laugh, you can make them cry. Anything, anything can go.
Be your own woman.
Welcome to your weekend. This is Weekend Showcase, your North State Arts Magazine. I'm Tom Kinney. Contemporary Woman. That's the title of the art show opening tonight at the Chico Art Center. It showcases paintings, drawings, and sculptures by women artists. We'll talk with organizers of the exhibit and with some of the artists showing their work, including sculptor Norma Lyon.
My work is very mysterious to me, and it comes from my intuition, and it comes from my playing with materials. And I don't know who or what I'm making till I see it at the end. I love working this way. It's a surprise who is there and what it means to me, and I figure it out afterwards as if I've had a dream and I'm trying to figure out what it means.
And at Theater on the Ridge in Paradise, the current production now on stage is Moss Hart's Light Up the Sky, a wild backstage comedy about a group of larger-than-life theater types who are engaged in a perilous process, mounting a new Broadway-bound play. Today we'll hear from members of the cast and from the director, Judy Clemons.
I'm very much into just visually setting something up and then mining it for every possible laugh that you can get. And these characters are so broadly written. They're so over the top and fun, but the balance is still keeping them real, because if you take them too over the top, then it's not funny. Then it's like pushing for the laughs.
That's coming up over the next half hour here on Weekend Showcase. Stay tuned. First, here's Brian Mall with the North State Arts Calendar.
Reading's Riverfront Playhouse closes its run of Thornton Wilder's Our Town. Final performances are tonight and tomorrow at 7:30. Sunday evening, Blue Man Group brings to the Reading Civic Auditorium its unique brand of comedy, theater, and dance party. Experience these bizarre blue men starting at 7 o'clock. The latest exhibit at the Orland Arts Center, A Slant on Spring, features acrylics and watercolors by artists Pat Voigt and Marilyn Walsh, who have an intriguing perspective on this season of new beginnings. The gallery is open Tuesday through Saturday, 1 to 6. On to Chico. The Blue Room Theater's Young Company presents The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. This adaptation of the popular fantasy book by C.S. Lewis, performed by kids for kids, happens tonight and tomorrow at 7:30 and Sunday at 2. For a decidedly more adult evening of theater, tomorrow the Blue Room presents a collection of 10 short pieces about sex to make you cringe, laugh, and maybe even blush. This show, a Blue Room fundraiser, is titled 10 at 10. It starts tomorrow night at, you guessed it, 10. At Wismer Theater on the Chico State campus, top student directors take charge to bring us a selection of little plays which pack a big punch. Curtain time for the Donna Stone Breed Memorial, student-directed one-acts, is 7:30 tonight and tomorrow. The final performance of these plays, Sunday, starting at 2. Sunday evening, folk singer-storyteller Arlo Guthrie stops by Chico State's Laxon Auditorium as part of his Alice's Restaurant 50th Anniversary Tour. Take advantage of your chance to see and hear this troubadour tell his tall tale, starting at 7:30. Wednesday at Laxon, from Brisbane, Australia, Circa, Carnival of Animals. The classic Camille Saint-Saëns musical suite transforms into circus spectacle with acrobats and aerial artistry. You can see this melding of music and physical feats starting at 7:30. Monday at Sierra Nevada's Big Room, Roy Rogers and the Delta Rhythm Kings take the stage along with special guest Jim Pugh for an evening of sensational slide guitar. The concert starts at 7:30. Thursday, the third annual NorCal Jazz Fest gets underway at the Chico Women's Club with the Jimmy Grant Ensemble, celebrating their new CD, Lynn's Blues. Catch the jazz starting at 7:30. On Chico's visual art scene, MoCA, the Museum of Northern California Art, has a new pop-up exhibit in downtown Chico at 215 Main Street. Hours are 11 to 5, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. And Thursday, the exhibit is open from 11 to 9. This will be the final pop-up before the museum moves to its permanent home. Closing tomorrow at the Janet Turner Print Museum on the Chico State Campus, the exhibit Sustenance, Food, Life, Art, depicting various edible delights. Hours for the Turner tomorrow, 11 to 4. The Birdcage Theater in Oroville presents Eurydice by Sarah Rule, a modern reimagining of the classic Greek myth. This fresh look at a timeless story plays tonight and tomorrow at 7:30, and Sunday at 2. In Yuba City, the Acting Company presents the Shakespeare comedy A Midsummer Night's Dream. Two pairs of human lovers prove what fools these mortals be when Puck, the mischievous sprite, casts a spell to tangle their romantic lives. Performances are tonight and tomorrow at 7:30 with a Sunday matinee at 2. That's the calendar for this week. Thanks for listening. Poet Edna St. Vincent Millay reminds us that beauty is whatever gives joy.
Be your own woman.
This is Dolores Mitchell, and I'm at the Chico Arts Center. I'm going to be speaking with five people who are involved with the Contemporary Women's Show. First, I'd like to hear from Jackie McLean about why it is important to have such a show. And Jackie is a member of the Board of Directors of Chico Arts Center.
It's especially important for the Chico Arts Center. We were founded by a group of women who wanted to find a venue where their art could be displayed. And even now, many years later, women still have a difficult time getting their pieces into shows. So we wanted to focus on a place where women could show their art.
Well, I'm going to turn around and chat with Richard Macias, who is obviously not a contemporary woman, but who is on the board of directors. What do you think about the nature of an all-women's show?
I think it is important. I recall some time back somebody pointing out a book that was done about artists, and of all the many, many artists that were represented in that book, very, very few, if any, were women. And I do think that it's important to highlight the importance of how women contribute to art, and with Chico being the kind of community it is, I think it's important women become part of that scene very emphatically.
I'm going to be speaking to Norma Lyon, who is a mixed media sculptress. Norma, you were telling me that you have encountered some difficulties getting your work accepted in national shows.
I have, and I don't know if it's just a coincidence. You know, maybe my pictures weren't so good. I've always made excuses like that, but I have had no trouble getting into the women's shows. I don't think it should be necessary to have shows specifically for women, but apparently that might be the case. So I feel right at home here. I'm glad to have gotten my work into the show, and I look forward to it.
Would you say that your art is gender specific? Does it come out of your own experiences?
My work is very mysterious to me, and it comes from my intuition, and it comes from my playing with materials. And I don't know who or what I'm making till I see it at the end. Sometimes it is gender specific, sometimes it isn't at all. I love working this way. It's a surprise who is there and what it means to me, and I figure it out afterwards as if I've had a dream and I'm trying to figure out what it means. The piece I have in this show, Birdie, is a very strange person. I don't know where he came from. He looks to me like he's from Mars during the Baroque era. He's a very strange conglomeration, but I am happy to have him as part of my menagerie. I hope people come to see him.
I'm turning now to Lisa Freeman Wood, who is a watercolor artist and has some ideas about gender and her own art.
I am a retired elementary school teacher, and a show like this is needed because there are lots of areas where boys, men get more attention. It starts in elementary school. Boys raise their hands more often. They're more verbal when they are in groups. The girls who end up growing up to be women often feel like they are having a more difficult time making a contribution and getting recognition and being able to express themselves. This flows over into the art world, even the writing world. A lot of women use an initial for their first name so that when they make submissions, the publishers can't tell if it's a man or a woman at first glance.
And now we're going to hear from Jana Lawton, who today is functioning as a docent.
Before the reception, which runs from 7 to 9, we have a special event. There will be a pasta dinner, which will include the choice of three sauces, and it'll be complete with salad, bread, and a dessert. And it's all for the amazing price of $10. And you can get the tickets at the Art Center. And one of the highlights of this dinner will be the attendance of Ruth Waters, who is the juror of the Contemporary Woman Show. And she's the president and founder of the Peninsula Museum in Burlingame, California. And we're really excited to have her here. She's going to be available for a short talk as well as a question and answer session. If you can come to the dinner, we'd love that. But if not, there's a reception from 7 to 9 after that dinner.
This is going to be a very exciting exhibition, very stimulating, thought-provoking. It will run until May 6th, and the Chico Arts Center, which is located in the train station, is open daily from 12 to 4 o'clock. I just have to say that that dinner that I hope everyone attends, everything is being donated and served by volunteers. This is a much-loved art center.
Another host and another show. In Billy Boston, a Boston mow. A chance for six folks to say hello. Another host and another show.
I went to see the current production at Theater on the Ridge in Paradise, the backstage comedy Light Up the Sky by Moss Hart. It's about a group of over-the-top Broadway types who have a new show that they're trying to get ready for Broadway. Let's hear from some members of the cast at Theater on the Ridge.
This is Mark Edson. He's usually known to fans of the theater as the leader of Chico Theater Company, but now he is acting at another company at Theater on the Ridge. So how is it taking a break from producing things at Chico Theater Company and just being an actor in a play at Theater on the Ridge?
It's been a real joy. Theater on the Ridge is where I first started back in the late 90s after not doing theater for 20 years. I came back and did a show called The Wild Guys and never stopped. And it's home to be back with Judy and to be back in this building and just have fun with a very talented cast.
You played a stage-struck Schreiner. Was that fun, kind of channeling someone who is a little bit more naive about the theater scene?
Yeah, it was, to be kind of stage-struck, star-struck, coming in and meeting, you know, the star of the show and the producer and the director, and just feeling like, as I say in the show, getting the real smell of the theater, and, you know, wide-eyed and learning all about this. It's a real turning point in the play when I'm in there and I help them kind of realize that the play they thought was a flop is actually a hit.
We've been talking with Mark Edson, who is actually an actor at Theater on the Ridge. Thanks, Mark. Now I'm talking with Rick Anderson. Your character is more of an outsider from the clique of theater people.
Well, I am definitely in my wife's world here. I play the husband of Irene Livingston, and she is the center of the universe in this play, at least in her mind. So I'm in her world and enjoying the drama that is backstage.
And now we're talking with Kim Bertolio, who plays Irene Livingston, the star of the fictional play. Well, I thought you were very convincing as the star diva actress. Can you explain how you got into this so larger-than-life stage diva?
Have a good director. Just being selfish with everything. She's so selfish and so self-centered and everything that she does. And I have to think of that all the time. And that's hard for me, actually. Very hard.
So what was some of the advice Judy Clemons, the director, gave you when you were building this character?
She said that I am very self-absorbed and I just think about me, me, me. Everything, it's all about me. I could care that, you know, everything's about me. So it runs through my mind every time I'm up there. That was good directing.
We've been talking with Kim Bertolio, another of the actors from Light Up the Sky at Theater on the Ridge. Thanks, Kim. I'll have you two introduce yourselves, tell us your real names, and what the name of the part you're playing is.
My name is Jeff Dickinson, and I play Sidney Black, the producer.
My name is Richard Lawson, and I play Carlton Fitzgerald, the director.
Richard, what's it like being a character who is always on the point of theatrical crying?
Well, I don't have to bury any emotions. I can just let them all rise to the surface.
How is it to get into this character who is so intense in one way, but totally fake in another way?
Well, you know, the fake part comes along with the territory. It's theater. It's not real, but you make it look real. We always act as if. And it's just fun to play an over-the-top character who is a director, because I've directed plays, so I know it could be a very emotional role to play, and it's a great catharsis for me.
You and all the characters do go through a roller coaster ride. You know, it's a disaster, it's a hit, it's a disaster. Do you get whiplash from so many changes in attitude?
Well, I think it's what they used to call an e-ticket ride at Disneyland. It's definitely what you said. It's a roller coaster, and great fun to play every night.
Jeff Dickens, you play a producer. Just describe the position of your character and where he's coming from and how he relates to all these theatrical people.
Well, he doesn't really at first. He's an outsider in the way that, you know, he's a big money man, and he's made a lot of investments, and he has produced a lot of shows, like his wife's ice show, but nothing with this theatrical bent. He's an interesting character to me because he's very emotionally invested, and I think that the line that describes him best is Frances's, when she said he's not really angry, he just got mad because he played with the big boys and he got hurt. He believes in the play. And it's something new for him. So this journey with this character is really fun because he's a lot like the Schreiner. You know, looking at this, you know, he's paying for it, but he's looking at it through a child's eyes. And it's the project is very, very important to him. So when he thinks it's gone wrong, when he thinks that the reaction is bad, he's devastated.
He gets kind of cynical for some minutes in there where he's talking about adding showgirls to the play and doing all these cheap, cheesy theatrical things to save the show so he doesn't lose money.
I think that's all bravado. It's just his reaction. He feels backed into a corner, and that's what he knows, so he's going back to what he knows. Deep, deep down inside, he doesn't want to do that. He's in a fight. He's a fighter, and he feels like he's backed into a corner.
Yeah, I did feel that your character was kind of a different class, who found himself among these people, but a person who whose heart kind of understood the world but didn't really grow up in this world.
Absolutely. He's from the street. He and Francis both. I just think he's part of this group. He's become part of this group, but he is an outsider, and that's always fun to play.
We've been talking with Jeff Dickinson, another of the actors from Light Up the Sky at Theater on the Ridge. And now let's talk to his wife, Frances. She's played by Alyssa Larson. Hi, Alyssa.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You have a very brash character with a big mouth. Is it fun to be someone who doesn't hold anything inside and just speaks herself in a big way?
Absolutely. I don't think I've ever played a character I enjoy playing as much as Frances. She's unafraid. There's nothing shy or, I guess, self-conscious about her. She embraces everything that she is and what she is. She's the kind of person who puts as many jewels on herself as she possibly can and decks herself out in fur everywhere she goes. Sydney has a line about her getting down on her hands and knees and scrubbing floors and cooking and always looking like a barrel full of stardust. And everything she does is 100%.
It's an interesting combination, your character, because she doesn't put on the airs like the other characters, the airs of theater. And yet she's a ice skating star. So talk about that combination between a total showbiz person and just a kind of down-to-earth loudmouth person.
I think that probably her ice show has a very different sense behind the production of it. There's not all this ego involved. There's not a lot of pride beyond just, you know, getting a show on and making it good. I think that there isn't the kind of heritage that comes with classical theater where people feel the need to pretend to be something that they aren't. And I think with her ice show, probably she's just a good ice skater.
Yeah, I was going to ask that. How do you imagine your character got into show business to become a star? Because obviously she isn't someone who comes from a social background that expects to be a star.
Honestly, I have this little fantasy in the back of my mind that she used to play ice hockey as a kid. She just grew up with an ice rink nearby and just happened to be really good at it and beat all the boys and stuff, and then grew up and somebody said, hey, you know, you could figure skate for a living. And she tried it, and it turns out she can make money at it. And that's pretty much the only reason that she's there. She's definitely new money, and she definitely doesn't come from an expectation of show business.
You managed to be both rough-edged and very funny, but also I found you glamorous as well. It was an interesting combination.
I think Frances is very honest. She likes sparkly things, and that's why she looks really sparkly, but deep down, she's very new money. She doesn't come from any kind of high class. And I think there's a certain grace about her and a certain elegance about her that is largely, for me, because her motivations, or most of her motivations, are that she genuinely loves Sydney. And there's a really good relationship between the two of them. A lot of her motivations just aren't in herself, but rather in maintaining a really good relationship and making sure that she and her husband come out on top. And so I think she has a certain grace because of that.
Your character is one of the characters that's on right from the beginning of the show, and you kind of follow the play all the way through. And from the point of view of someone who goes through this whole play, this whole roller coaster ride from the beginning to the end, what's it like going through these ups and downs and ups and downs?
It's actually really fun. And it is, you're absolutely right. It's rare that a character gets to be on stage for the majority of the play. And I'm not necessarily delivering lines. There's a lot of times when I'm just on stage with everyone and I have a line here and there, but I get to be part of it. And I get to have like the emotional comings and goings of all of it along with everybody. And it's really great. My character gets to have all of that background experience when I'm delivering lines toward the end of the show. The character has been there through the whole thing. So her experience has been very complex and has been building through all of these things she's been seeing and hearing and feeling and talking about.
You know, one thing I was amazed by, to tell you the truth, about this play is how absolutely fresh and entertaining it is. I mean, it was written in 1945 or in the middle of the 40s. But it doesn't seem dated at all.
A lot of the references and language are a bit outdated, but the characters are people we know. they're children, and they're throwing fits, and they have ego battles, and they have pride, or they have love, or they have humility, and these are all a bit cartoonish, but they're all people we've all met before, and particularly if you've been around theater.
Alyssa Larson, part of the cast of Light Up the Sky at Theater on the Ridge. Now we're talking with the director of the play. She's also one of the people who runs Theater on the Ridge, Judy Clemens. Hi, Judy.
Hi, Tom. How you doing?
Great. Thanks for inviting me to see this play. I totally enjoyed it.
I love doing shows that show the backstage story and all the warts and all of, you know, of theater from a backstage perspective. I think it's fascinating, and I think people are always interested. It's one of those shows that needs the energy back from the audience. And I said, if you just go out there and you have a great time with this great material, everybody will have a good time.
Well, I will vouch for the fact that the audience was so into this play. I mean, they just were enjoying the heck out of it. Yeah. Do you think audiences kind of appreciate being let in on this secret world of making theater?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that that's the appeal, is seeing behind the curtain what goes on behind the curtain. And from the standpoint of working in theater and working in community theaters, a lot of the backstage stuff and the stuff that happens during performances, that's the stuff of great theater stories and great memories. And we're going to have a lot of great memories from this show.
Well, this play is about the total intense roller coaster ride it can be to be in theater, because these people go from complete elation to down in the lowest pits to complete elation, and it's, you know, all in the space of one day, really. What was it like guiding the roller coaster?
Just a wild ride. We spent a lot of time on just little bits and pieces of little bits and put them all together, because I'm very much into just visually setting something up and then mining it for every possible laugh that you can get. And these characters are so broadly written. They're so over the top and fun. But the balance was still keeping them real, because if you take them too over the top, then it's not funny. Then it's like pushing for the laughs. We spent a lot of time having a lot of fun and getting really wild, and then we just pulled it back so that it was just perfect.
Describe what audiences will enjoy if they go see this play.
Well, I think it's a perfect night out just to come and have a really good time. Just to turn yourself over to the magic and watch the silliness and watch the insanity. Everybody works really hard, and, you know, this political season's just insane. And I just think it's just a nice getaway from all of that stuff. So, yeah, just come and have a good time.
We've been talking with Judy Clemens, the director of Light Up the Sky at Theater on the Ridge. Thanks for inviting me, Judy.
Well, thanks for coming, Tom, and you guys were a great audience tonight.
And that's Weekend Showcase for this week. We'll be back next Friday at 3 o'clock. As always, we encourage you to enjoy the arts in your community. For Weekend Showcase, I'm Tom Kinney. Weekend Showcase is a production of North State Public Radio.